You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that hushes a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast.
This is the Write Songs You Love podcast. Da, 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 da.
Welcome, everybody. It's great to be back for another week. And I've just been loving this learning train discussion that we've been on for almost the last month. It's been really great to talk back and forth with people in the community and to hear thoughts on different layers of what they think about learning, what you all think about learning, and how about you approach it. And today's focus is another arm of that. And I've been recently following somebody named Vin Zhang. And Vin is a speaker, a communications coach, and a magician. Spent a lot of years building a craft and a practice as a magician, a performing magician, and now he actually utilizes that in speaking engagements and teaching. And it's a really cool thing that he does in terms of mashing it all together. But overall, his thing now he does is communication and helping people learn more about that. And if you want to learn something right now, just go check out his Instagram channel. It's at AskVin. I've picked up so many cool things from him lately and highly encourage you to check it out. And one of the things that I heard him say on one of his videos somewhere along the line, I couldn't find it again, but it stuck with me, is this idea of how we approach learning and what we do with that. And that's something I posted in the Facebook group earlier this week on Monday. The exact question I posed was very much inspired by what Vin had posted. And the question was, what do you find yourself doing more lately? Acquiring knowledge or applying applying knowledge. So that the way he framed it, when I saw it, was skill or learning acquisition, knowledge acquisition versus application. It's really easy, I find, to consume and keep inputting ourselves with a huge amount of information. It's coming at us all the time. There's lots of outlets for that. You're listening to a podcast, and this is information. This is another form of input coming your way. Now, everybody ingests things differently, but on the whole, it does seem for, I think, a majority of people that unless you use what you acquire, it doesn't really stick. It doesn't ingrain in a practice, maybe a new behavior, a new way of thinking, hence the application. You learn something and you put it into play. So I loved this idea and just taking a moment to sit back and think about, oh my gosh, like how much have I actually just been taking in versus how much I've been trying to utilize that information. And so I put that question out to the group and a bunch of you answered. So I wanted to read some of these because these are interesting. Roberta says, half and half. I'm applying knowledge and acquiring knowledge simultaneously in my guitar play / practice. I'm acquiring knowledge, not necessarily musical knowledge, in books I currently have the time to read. I would say acquiring knowledge is easier, or I'm more conditioned to acquire knowledge than to apply it. Makes me think I should apply my knowledge more and take more action items. Songwriting is also a feely thing, in quotes, for me. A soak in the atmosphere, scents and sights kind of thing for me, and I have rewriting going on in my head in a couple of my songs. but I need to take the time to apply the songwriting feelies. I love the technical terms you're using, Roberta. That's great. Kendra, says, guess I've mostly been writing lately and living life, which has gone a bit sideways, so learning stuff that will probably translate into more writing. Listening to new music, which is inspiring, and paying attention to their arrangements. Leilani says, I think I'm still at the acquiring knowledge phase. That's not to say that I'm not actively creating. I'm still sharing my messy art, earning while I'm learning, as my coach says, but I'm still in the hungry hunt for knowledge to find my true voice. That's a very, very interesting one right there. Searching for the knowledge to find my true voice. So I might come back to that one a little bit later. Dana says, definitely acquiring knowledge. Teresa, I find that I need to apply knowledge in order to keep it. So I think applying knowledge wins the doing most category for me. But I have so many things I want to learn. Sometimes just thinking about acquiring knowledge takes up a fair chunk of my time and energy. Yeah. Michael says, after 50 plus years of scratching out ditties, it's still a mixture. Claudia, it's about 50-50 right now in relation to songwriting. For other things, like say cooking and writing, it's a lot of application. Physical exercise, unfortunately, mostly reading and saying, that's interesting, or that makes sense. Vicky, I think I live in a state of acquiring, applying. I'm not sure I'm doing more one than the other, just constantly cycling both. But I'm going to be a bit more mindful of it now to take notice. So yeah, it is interesting. I love that. It's a situation where it's just good to check in with. And I can say for myself that over, I don't know, the last few years, I've taken in a huge, huge amount of input, whether it was learning new material and skills and processes and practices with music licensing and home recording and songwriting and storytelling and a whole host of things like communication. All of this stuff is super fascinating to me. But I agree, I'm one of those people that really benefits from putting something into practice. And the sooner the better. I think sometimes we can get in a bit of a trap of feeling like we have to theoretically learn everything there is to know before we start applying. And that would be like learning and reading about all the chords the guitar has or that exist in music before ever trying to pluck a string. And just trying to like make sure you know it before even beginning, but it's that's a really hard way to do it, and it seems to create a lot of pressure and generally a lack of motivation to want to do anything. So this is something I've always been trying to do more and more and more. And even just hearing Vin bring up this idea, it made me take stock again of like, oh my gosh, you know, like I've been reading a lot of books lately. I've been studying a lot about community and what makes a community work. And I've never really known the language. I've just kind of been in it and taken part in it and tried to create ones that seem like they work for me and for everybody who is interested in similar things. But learning the language has been super interesting and enlightening to the fact of like, oh, I didn't think about these kind of components. Like, how could I try this? How could I try maybe doing something right now with the Write Songs You Love community or other groups that I'm a part of? And that's been really fun. And just to take step by step, it's kind of nice, I think, to think about it as an analogy like walking. Like, step with the left foot, learn a piece of knowledge. Step with the right foot, you put that knowledge into action. And then like Vicky was saying, this off and on, back to step with the left foot, learn something above and beyond that. Or, you know, like sometimes, well, usually, and this is going back to Leilani's thing about trying to find the knowledge for the right voice. Oftentimes it's, you know, you learn the thing with the left foot, you step forward with the right foot when you try it, and that alone gives you new knowledge. Trying it grows that new idea, a new experience, or something to be like, oh, there's something to move through here. So that left step may come right after the right step. Maybe it's like a little left, right, hit, click, kind of jump in the air, hit your heels together. That sounds ridiculous, but this is the way my mind works. There's this influence that goes back and forth. You don't always necessarily need to be inputting new information all the time, even just one idea. The more you try it, and if you try it slightly modified ways, that can keep giving you back new knowledge. So just another big vote for trying something. And just as an example, we have a couple of guitar-focused one-song challenges going on right now. And one of the groups that I just had on Tuesday, we just started talking about a particular form of a chord that is known as the major and minor seventh chords, and they sound like this. That's the major seventh. That's the minor seventh. They're very, very cool sounding chords. And I remember when I first learned this shape of how to make the sound, it immediately inspired playing a certain kind of song. And I wrote a song with those chord shapes exactly. And I go back and forth when I use these and come back to them, and they keep teaching me new things. Those of you that have been listening since Christmas time, you would recognize maybe these chords for the song that I did about Santa Claus and his potential early origins.
Did you know that Santa Claus was a little different back in the day? No, he wasn't always the jolly soul like he's commonly portrayed.
These chords are used a lot in like holiday Christmas kind of style songs, which I wanted to do on purpose and make this ridiculous, funny story about the character of Santa Claus. So using those kind of helped me fit in that style, which again, I don't do a lot in, but it's super fun to just say, that's what I'm going to do and do something with it, write a song with it. And it's actually kind of better if you have limited tools there. Like, just choose a couple of shapes or something like that and just see how much you can do with that. Even one. I think the power of one little choice, some little new thing, is more than enough to last quite a while. You don't need a huge set of things. Sometimes that just gets overwhelming. Just start with one and pluck around and try something. So for anyone listening, if you've been in kind of a cycle of acquiring a lot of knowledge and just kind of breezing through it just to kind of say, oh yeah, I read that, boom, I didn't really do anything with it, but that's nice. Kind of like Claudia was saying about exercise. We do that all the time. I do it. I read through tons of books. So it's a new challenge to myself that I'm taking as well, to just, you know, slow down with the input and really put it into play. So if that just means reading a page or a chapter, or just like some thought out of a book before I move on, trying to put it into some kind of practice. One of my favorite books of all time, with regards to music and life and just all the things, is a book called Zen Guitar by Philip Toshiro Sudo. Highly, highly, highly recommend this book. I would take this book to the grave. I have given this book to so many people because I just think it's a lovely presentation of learning, but just all these different stages of how we go through life, but with music, and it's really great. But that is one of those books where you could literally like crack it open to any page, and it just has these 1 to 2 page, sometimes 3 at the most, little passages that have a theme and something to say about it. And in that spirit, it's not a very long book, but that book took me the better part of a year to read, because that's one I can say I actually did this with. I sat down, I'd open a page, and with what it said, I would just try to apply that in my life, whether it was that day or sometimes it would last a week or even a month or longer. And it, as a result, I wouldn't move on in the book without or until I got to a state where I felt I really got it. I really understood that thought that they were going for. Or at least I had enough to be able to say, yep, I did that. This is what I got. This is what I learned. And I'm going to keep doing this. Or, yeah, I tried that. That one doesn't work so well for me. And so I'm going to make an adjustment. I did learn this other thing, though, trying that. And I wouldn't have got there without it. So that's what today is all about. Just a reminder to check in. Look at what have you been learning? Is there something that you might be able to put into action a little bit more that maybe you're putting off because you feel like you have to rush and learn all the things before you can do anything? Go ahead and put something into play. So that's the big call challenge out today. And please let me know what you do over this next week or over this next month, however long that you want to put that focus on, if you want to take that challenge. And like I said, if you're still in the acquiring knowledge phase and that's fine for you, then that's totally awesome. So don't feel you have to, but that challenge is there. And I think we all could have a little more magic happening in our lives if we put things into play a little bit more often. So speaking of which, we are coming up next week to Valentine's Day on Wednesday. And I'll have some fun stories to share because Valentine's Day has been a fun one over the last number of years to use as a songwriting target. And I got a couple of songs that I've actually released specifically on Valentine's Day that I will share some more stories about. But in lieu of the loving day that is made out to be, I wanted to open up the opportunity for those who may have missed this just before Christmas, for those in the listening Write Songs You Love community to be a part of the Write Songs You Love membership. You can join at any time. This is something that is a bit different than the regular podcast and the regular newsletter. If you're on that, this is something that also involves a monthly live call with me and people in the community to come in and hang out and discuss just what's going on. If any of these podcast topics have lit you up, or if you're trying something, putting something into play, like we were saying, then you can share about it. You can meet other songwriters from all over the world. In the future here, this thing is growing into a space where I'm going to start having some of the previous guest speakers come on into those sessions live, people that you've heard be interviewed, and you can talk to them yourself. You can ask them questions, or they might run us through some workshops in their specialty or just help us try something cool. So that's a benefit of being in that membership level there. And in the next week, if you want to sign up, there's a couple different ways you can do it. You can pay a monthly fee, which is $8 US a month, or you can get a whole year for $80. And that is something, like I said, includes those monthly calls. There's going to be a lot of other fun things. And for the next week, some of you have seen these Write Songs You Love ginormous teacups that are amazing for writing songs, particularly during teacup challenge times, that have the Write Songs You Love logo on them. So if you sign up in the next week for that, you will get, I'm opening up this opportunity to get a mug included with that. So that happened just before Christmas and then was shut down, but I'm bringing it back in lieu of Valentine's Day for anyone who missed the boat, who may want to get on that and has been seeing all the cup action going on. Or for those of you hearing about it, this is a brand new thing for you. It's a 20-ounce Write Songs You Love teacup. And it comes included with that membership that also includes all these awesome calls, these monthly calls. And as it grows, there's just going to be more fun activities happening with guest speakers, other activities, other social events, really sweet things for you to take part of if that's something that calls to you. So that is out there. Let me know if this is something that you would like to join. There'll be options in the newsletter to jump on that. But otherwise, take some of that knowledge out there that you've been acquiring. Maybe it's here, maybe it's somewhere else, and put it into play. That's the way to be. And I can't wait to hear how it works for you. So hope that helps, and we'll catch you next time.